הווה נגילה, הווה נגילה, הווה נגילה ונשמחה. הווה נגילה, הווה נגילה, הווה נגילה ונשמחה. הווה נרננה, הווה נרננה, הווה נרננה ונשמחה. הווה נרננה, הווה נרננה, הווה נרננה ונשמחה. אורו אחים, אורו אחים בלב שמח, אורו אחים בלב שמח, אורו אחים בלב שמח, אורו אחים בלב שמח, אורו אחים, אורו אחים בלב שמח. Hello everybody, this is Judge Eve, your singer here. I wish you could understand the words because it tells us all to be happy and to sing and to wake up with a happy heart. So I hope this all brings you a happy heart. I'm blessed today to have Genevieve, I keep wanting to call her Genevieve Bujold, the actress. She's so beautiful, as is our Genevieve Fisher. But before I do, I have a couple of verses I wanted to read, which I felt would be very appropriate for today. And it's Isaiah 61, 1 through 3, and it starts with, and I'm making little modifications, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon us, because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent us to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them who mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And I felt that was so important in view of what happened this week, both in Boston and in West Texas, and just to bind the hearts of all of those who've been hurt in Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, we humble ourselves before you. We thank you and praise you that the meditations of our heart and the words of our mouth are pleasing in your sight, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And I am blessed and honored, really, to have Genevieve Fisher as my guest today. She's so beautiful. I saw her on the internet, and I'll tell you some things about her. But first of all, I said it backwards. That's Hebrew for you. Radiation oncology therapist. She's a registered therapist. She's born and raised as a Christian, and age 22 she had Hodgkin's lymphoma, which she'll tell us more about. Jesus healed her miraculously, and now she's been devoting her life through educated cure to help other people, especially children, to have healthy bodies, which are our temple. By the way to reach her, because she's a speaker, she's a personal coach, and has really done some wonderful things. I saw that she had a publishing company, Isaiah 11:6, which I'll discuss with her in a few minutes. And to reach Genevieve, it's educateacure@gmail.com. That's EDUCATE, the letter A like apple, cure, CURE, @gmail.com. And now, Genevieve, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure and blessing, and what you do. You know, I know because my daughter is a radiation oncologist, Dr. Sherry Marquez, and she said you could never work with sick children with cancer, yet you do, don't you?
I do.
And God bless you for that. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You were raised in a Christian home. Is that
I
right?
I was. I actually was raised in a Christian home. We went to Mennonite Church in Arizona, so I was raised with several Mennonite people in that community and just really felt blessed to be with such a group of people who were so kind and loving to everyone.
Isn't that unusual to have Mennonite in Arizona? I would think there would be more in Pennsylvania, the Dutch country.
Yes, and it was very much Pennsylvania Dutch who were there in that area.
Oh, how interesting.
And the church is still there.
Oh, before I forgot the most important thing. This little Genevieve is a mother of five boys. Can you believe this? So can you kindly tell us how old your boys are?
Certainly. Our oldest, Jacob, is 16. Jonah is 14. Noah is 9. Josiah is 7. And Nehemiah, who we call Neo, it just turned 4.
I love it. And I love those biblical names.
Thank you. We do, too. It's a lot to live up to.
I'm sorry, do
it's
I?
It's a lot to live up to.
Oh, tell me about it. But weren't, you know, remember when Pastor Michael was on the air and he prayed for them? So you have
yes.
prophets and you have healers and you have
yes.
teachers. And I know that you're educating them the right way.
Oh,
by the
absolutely.
Way, when I before I let you tell a little bit about your story, I noticed on the internet, and I wish I had your picture, you're so pretty. I don't know if you know who Genevieve Bujold is, you know, the actress?
Yes.
Yeah, she's beautiful, and I think you're just as beautiful.
Oh, what a compliment. Thank you
well,
very much.
I mean it. I don't say it unless I mean it. But you had a publishing company called Isaiah 11:6, which I know says a little child shall lead them.
Yes, it's the wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf
yes.
and the lion and the yearling together, and a
yes.
little child shall lead them. And
yes.
that really is the premise of our publishing company. My husband and I decided to do this many years ago when I was working with children with recurrent leukemia.
Oh.
And really saw that there was a difference between the children who tolerated their treatment well and those that didn't. And
really?
The difference was fear. Eve,
oh.
It was obvious. The children who were not tolerating treatment well were the kids who didn't understand what was going on. And their families as well were so intimidated by all of it. And
oh.
some were even afraid to ask questions, or doctors would speak over their heads. And they just,
oh.
they didn't know what to expect.
Yes.
And you know as well as I do, fear can truly overtake someone's
and
spirit.
Paralyze.
And yes,
Jesus
absolutely.
Repeatedly said, fear not, I think so many times.
Yes.
Because, you know, he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and
yes.
of a sound mind, which means you have no sound mind if you have fear, right?
Exactly. Yes, my favorite
yes.
verse is Psalm 40:16, be still and know yes. that I am God. And that has really carried through my life the past 20 years.
Wow.
Just to know that God is in charge of all things, regardless of what I see and perceive my circumstances to be. God
yes.
knows, and God is there with me. And so I, without,
yes.
you know, having the opportunity to really share Christ with each and every person that I treated and their families, my husband and I felt that being able to provide children's books to these children.
And
to
you published
them,
books? You
yes.
prepared the books?
Yes, absolutely.
You,
from
can you mention,
finish.
Why don't you mention some of the books' names?
Well, the first, they're all in the same series, I'm a Kid Living With. So the first one is I'm a Kid Living With Cancer. And the book is a broad overview. So it explains cancer specifically down to the cellular level, but at a child's understanding.
Language and language.
Yes. And
yes.
so that has also helped the parents who were too afraid to ask questions or just
oh.
felt like they understood enough but really didn't understand the basics. So the book starts
yes.
out with the basics. It tells
yes.
at a child's level exactly what cancer is. Goes through diagnostic studies, different types of treatment for cancer, and completely through remission. So
wow.
that at the time of diagnosis, when the child receives the book, they
yes.
understand the big picture. And that
and they're
fear,
not afraid. Yes.
Yes, exactly. That fear is really reduced. I don't think it is ever eliminated completely.
That's wonderful.
You know, I have been a cancer.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to suggest that if people would like to call in, because I know Genevieve can pray, she's a spiritual warrior, as am I, so I know what I'm talking about. And the number to call in is 1-888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Because I want to go a little bit more into your background as well. Go ahead, finish your thought, and then we'll go a little bit into your background in more detail.
Well, as a cancer survivor, 20
yes.
years now, I know that that fear doesn't ever completely go away.
Yes.
And so I wanted to be able to remove some of that preliminary fear for these families, and the books have really done that.
Great.
And the rest of the series includes the top 10 cancers that children are diagnosed with each year. So specifically
what are they?
To leukemia, bone cancer, Ewing sarcoma, rhabdomyosarcoma. And then the next set of 20 books covers the top 20 illnesses that children are diagnosed with each year. And
in addition to cancer, you mean?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
So chicken pox, you know, every a common cold, the flu. So it
yes.
really explains to children what that is, and it's more of a curriculum-based series. We will also
yes.
Fairly soon have DVDs that cover the
Good.
Information in the books as well as much more in-depth information.
How can people get these books and later the DVDs? Do they email you at
EducateAcure? They're not prepared yet. We're
yes.
still in production with those, and they will be purchasable through Educate a Cure.
Okay.
And Educate a Cure is the nonprofit that we started.
And right, and I didn't mention that it was. So people can make donations and they can get deductions, income tax deductions for it if you make donations to Educate a Cure. Let's go back a little bit to your childhood. Were you in pretty good health as a child, would you say?
Absolutely. Perfect health.
So would you say, what is it, about age 22 that you got the Hodgkin's lymphoma? And tell us what it is, please.
Yes. Hodgkin's lymphoma is cancer of the lymphatic system.
Wow.
So I was living in Missouri at the time, and I had been sick. I was feeling very sick for several months.
How? What kind of sickness? Tired?
I was having migraines that were debilitating. They were more stroke-like than headache.
Wow.
And I would lose my speech, lose my vision.
Oh, my.
Truly was really struggling. And
yes.
So the small town that I was living in, I was going to see the doctor there, and he originally said, you know, you're very new to the area. I have a feeling you're experiencing allergies. Let's just try a weekly allergy shot.
Yes.
So for 3 months, I was going in every Friday to have an allergy shot that just completely exacerbated my symptoms to the point that the entire weekend I was...
Did it make you worse?
It made me much worse, yes.
So people need to hear that because, you know, they think, oh, I'll get a shot, I'll be better. You know, you have to pay attention to your body, right?
Well, you just nailed it right there, Judge.
Yes.
You have to pay attention to your body. Because
yes.
I was paying attention to my body, but not completely, I was still very young. And
yes.
Because I had never experienced sickness within my own body to that extent, I really
yes.
just put my faith in the doctor.
Wow.
And I trusted him.
Yes.
But deep down, I can tell you, I knew that there was more going on, but
wow.
I did not speak up. And so
yes.
now one of the things that I do is I really tell people, speak
yes.
up. If you're not getting anywhere with your doctor,
yes.
You need to make sure that you either find another one or you spend the time talking to that doctor until they hear you.
Every
because
symptom, right? And tell them
every
detail.
Symptom.
Every
yes.
Right.
And
right.
if they seem to be undermining the information you're giving them, I think, in my personal opinion, it's time to find a new doctor.
I agree.
So what
I
happened
agree.
Is this is...
Now, and let me ask you, were you in college at the time?
I was. Actually, I was working for an attorney in Missouri, and...
yes. Could that have caused the problem? I can't resist
no.
it. I'm just
no.
kidding. I'm Polish, so I'm not too good in saying jokes.
I
but
get
you
it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I had night sweats that were even lasting throughout the day
oh.
and
oh.
an itchy rash. I had every symptom that
yeah.
is possible to have with Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Wow. What
so
are the symptoms? You know, let's
symptoms,
educate people.
Certainly.
Yes.
And the thing about this is this happens in all age ranges, but predominantly
oh.
for adolescents, early
really?
Adults.
Really?
They are overlooked because when we go to the doctor, just like
yes.
my experience, the doctor says, you're perfectly healthy. You have no reason to think that this is anything more than allergies or a
wow.
cold or some sort of minor virus that you will eventually get over. Your immune system
yes.
will take care of it. You'll be fine.
Yes.
This is happening with people my age because we tend to trust the doctors and we tend to think, you know what, I will be fine. I'm only 20,
let me ask you
25.
Forgive me because these questions come to me, and if I don't ask them, I forget.
Oh, I understand.
You know, when you say the lymphatic system was affected, isn't the lymphatic system our cleansing system? It's what takes toxins out of the body?
Well, there are several organs that is their job. The lymphatic system specifically is our immune system. It is
oh.
our body's warriors that go in there and fight bacteria, virus,
oh.
surround
oh.
it, get a hold of it, and get rid of it. So
and
when you have cancer...
Is there knowledge why cancer develops in that system?
Yes, there are several reasons.
Yes.
Predominantly for Hodgkin's lymphoma, it is the Epstein-Barr virus.
Wow.
So it's virus-based, but there are several other contributors. And what we call it in oncology is a hit. So the
yes.
first hit is perhaps mononucleosis in,
wow.
in the early teen years. And the second hit is Epstein-Barr
when
say
you're
hit. An adolescent.
What does it mean, hit? That it
it's
hits your body?
When your immune system has taken a severe hit. And
ah.
the job of our immune system is not only to target invaders and get rid of them, but to remember those invaders. And chickenpox
wow.
is a perfect example of this. Most people know, as a child, if you have chickenpox, very rarely
yes.
do you ever have them again.
Right.
If you have a strong immune system, your immune system remembers it. so that when your body comes in contact with that virus again, it's not able to damage your body because
it
the
fights
immune system,
it fights it.
It is armed and prepared and knows exactly what to do with that virus.
Wow. Wow.
So
our bodies are so fearfully and wonderfully made, aren't they?
Yes. God,
unbelievable.
God made us in an incredible manner. And
yes.
when our bodies are healthy,
yes.
our bodies can fight just about anything.
Wow. Wow. And I know if you have a good immune system, you can fight any form of cancer, right?
Yes.
Yes.
That's
so go
the way
ahead.
The body heals itself of cancer.
So you went ahead, you started saying the second stage or hit was Epstein-Barr
the virus? The second hit was Epstein-Barr virus.
Wow.
And
wow.
on top of all of that,
yes.
There was a lot of stress in my life at that time. I was not eating well. I had gone from exercising several times a day to not exercising at all for several months.
No strength? No strength?
My body had completely changed
wow.
because I had not been doing the things that I should have been doing for my body. So
yes.
I was sick for some time before I went in for yet another appointment for my allergy shot, and the doctor I had been seeing was not there. He was on sabbatical.
Yes.
The doctor that was there to see me had been a medic in the Army.
How God protected you, huh?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, go ahead. So he has seen those conditions?
Him.
I'm sorry?
He had. He said to me, he said, Genevieve, I think there's much more going on here than than you've been led to believe.
Wow.
I would like to take a chest x-ray.
Wow.
And Steve, I can tell you, on that chest x-ray, as
yes.
little as I knew at that time, I could see all of the tumors surrounding my heart filling my chest cavity.
Tumors. Is that what happens? A lot of tumors grow?
Yes. One of, and they're inside lymph vessels. Lymph vessels are the width of a hair.
You could see them?
I had tumors the size of golf balls and ping pong balls.
Were you having difficulty breathing during all this time?
Yes, difficult breathing, coughing, pain like you wouldn't believe. I had one of the things that had happened about 2 weeks prior was I started having these bumps filling my neck and my clavicle.
What do you mean, oomph, did you say?
Bumps, big bumps, lumps. And I didn't,
lumps. Oh,
yes,
my goodness.
Huge lumps. And they were rapidly growing. You could see from one day to the next that they were growing.
Wow.
So one of the things that the doctor said when I saw him was just that, yes, that is your lymphatic system. It's because of the allergies. So when I saw the second doctor, the second doctor said, you know, he was very kind towards the other doctor, but made it very clear that there was something more going on.
Yes.
And he immediately said, you need to go to St. Louis and you need to have these tests done.
Wow.
So long story short about that, I went to St. Louis. They did the CT scan and an MRI.
Yes.
They said,
when you say CT scan, you know, language that we use often is not always understood by others. Is that like a CAT scan?
It is a CAT scan.
You
exactly.
lie in a machine. Is that the one? MRI is with ding, ding, ding type thing, right?
Yes,
it's
they're
magnetic.
Very similar. They're very similar tests. They're just looking for different anatomy, different density of tissue.
I see.
So I
go
had those
ahead.
Scans and...
Yes.
Immediately, they sent me to a surgeon. The surgeon said, we'll get you in right away. We'd like to, they wanted to cut me like a fish, belly up to my neck, and do exploratory surgery. And I said no at that time. It was
good.
It was so obvious to me, even though at that point in my life, while I knew the Lord, I wasn't in a relationship.
Yes.
I wasn't praying. I wasn't talking to God on a regular basis.
Yes.
But I knew. I
Something,
knew that
what
was not
you're
right.
Saying. What you're saying now, though, is the most important thing in our whole life, isn't it? To have that personal relationship and to keep in constant communication with him. Excuse me. Go ahead, please. Did they tell you had Hodgkin's lymphoma at that point?
They said it's probably leukemia, lupus. they rattled off an entire list of things, and none of them were good. Not one of them was even close to what I wanted to hear.
Wow.
So I immediately phoned both of my parents and ended up in Seattle, Washington.
We're both in the Seattle, Washington area, by the way, people. Yes, go ahead, please.
And I was very, very blessed to be in good hands. The oncologist, the first doctor that I saw when I arrived in Seattle, is a Hodgkin's lymphoma specialist.
Oh.
And we didn't even know that I had Hodgkin's at that time. It wasn't until several hours into that first appointment that we had the diagnosis after a biopsy. And, you know, God just absolutely paved the way for all of that. And when I
yes.
look at my life now and realize what God allowed me to endure to get
yes.
to this point,
yes.
I am so thankful. I am thankful for cancer.
And you know that God allowed this to happen because he wanted you to teach about how to expose it, how to know what it is, how to diagnose, and how to prevent it, right?
Yes. And,
exactly.
And to empower people
yes.
to listen to themselves. And,
yes.
and regardless of their relationship with their doctor, their nurses, to really be in tune with their body because
yes.
they alone are the ones who know how
exactly.
they're responding to treatment or if there is a problem.
Yes.
I just really want to empower people to do that because, unfortunately, we have lost that complete trust in doctors that we used to have.
Yeah.
You know, we no longer have that. And I don't even believe that it is completely the doctor's issue. I think it is how
the
things
system.
Have transpired. It really
the
is
system.
About the system.
Yeah.
And having too many people weigh in on the doctor's abilities. And
oh, really? You mean the restrictions by the government and what they can and cannot
yes.
do and
even,
what treatment?
Even just
yes.
time, the time that you have to spend with the patient is so
yes.
limited that
yes.
I read a study recently that said within 18 seconds of beginning a conversation with a new patient, that doctor
yes.
is already going into what they're going to do, whether it's writing a prescription or going into
oh.
a diagnostic study.
Oh,
18
so they don't listen.
Seconds.
So they're not really listening anymore.
They don't even have the time to listen, which is
oh my
just
God.
Absolutely wrong.
How sad. And you being in the health profession, you know what's going on.
Yes.
You know, oh my goodness. So go ahead. So what happened after you refused surgery? You came
well,
to
Well, I immediately
Seattle.
Came to
yes.
Seattle from Missouri and have
yes.
stayed here since. I went through treatment. Treatment was very easy for me.
What was the treatment? What did you receive?
Chemotherapy and radiation.
And maybe
and
explain a little bit what does chemo consist of?
Certainly. I had ABVD,
what
and
is that?
Which is a combination of several different chemotherapeutic agents.
Is it medication that you take orally? Is that how it's done?
It is, I believe, a form of poison. And
of course.
The goal is to eradicate the cancer cells. But
I
along
see.
With eradicating the cancer cells, you're eradicating healthy cells left and right.
Exactly.
So that's where the side effects come from
oh.
with chemotherapy.
Oh.
And while I did experience them, I went into cancer very healthy, which is hard
yeah.
for some people to understand. But I had been very healthy until I had that second
yeah.
hit with the virus. And that's
yeah.
when my
caller,
immune system was not able
to...
Oh, we have a call. We have a caller. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. Go ahead, please. Hello, caller.
Hi, this is Nikki Van Valkenburg.
Hi,
and
Nikki.
And I just wanted to say thank you. Hi.
Hi, and
thank
Genevieve,
you for the wonderful information.
Thank you, because
today.
Nikki, I was thinking how Nikki especially appreciates what you have to say, right, Nikki? Nikki,
I sure do, yeah.
Yes. Do you have any questions to Genevieve?
Well, I wonder if I just wanted to ask if you do juicing. That's something that I'm really fond of, and using raw fruits and vegetables to detoxify the body and to get the maximum vitamins for absorption. I'm just
yes.
kind of curious if you do juicing.
I do, and I believe that juicing is one of the best ways to prevent illness and disease. One of the things I want you to know, Nikki, is that when you are juicing, it's very important that you're using completely organic, pesticide-free fruits and vegetables. And,
wow.
and it should be vegetables and fruits because you want to have twice as many vegetables as you have fruits
wow.
when you're juicing because there's so much sugar left in fruit. And because we eat so much sugar on a regular basis, just the basic American diet, that much fruit is not good for you. It causes the pancreas to overproduce pancreatic enzymes, which is not good for the body. But
right.
be very cautious about what you're using and where you purchase your vegetation, your produce. Because
or raise
when
it
you
yourself,
juice,
right? Or
yes,
raise it yourself, grow it yourself.
By far
yes.
the best way to do it.
Yes.
When you're juicing, the reason that is so health beneficial and nutrient dense is because the extraction forces the cells to be broken down so that when you drink that, all
right.
of the nutrient benefit is immediately bioavailable to your cells. You wow. don't have to chew it. Your body doesn't have to break it down. Your pancreas doesn't have to produce excess enzyme to break it down.
Ah.
So if you realize how readily available that is, think about what happens when you have pesticide,
yes.
a fungicide on that produce, and then it is immediately put into your cells. It does
That's
more
why.
Damage than
yes.
good. So please, everyone listening, if you are going to juice,
yes.
make sure that that is completely clean and pesticide-free produce.
Thank you, because it's Nikki who got me back to juicing, which I've been doing. So.
Wonderful.
yes. Nikki, thank you so much for calling. Do you have another comment or statement? Oh, hello?
Well, I appreciate the testimony, too. What a wonderful testimony.
Oh, thank you.
That is being shared today. So God bless you. And,
God bless.
And I appreciate you, and I'll keep you in my prayers as well.
Nikki,
thank you.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, Nikki. You have a blessed day. Love you. Hi, Genevieve. I'm sorry. In a few minutes, I'll be taking a short break. But no, see how important what you have to say is. This is why people, you need to call on Genevieve to come and speak to you, to coach you privately, to teach your children what to do. And again, you can contact her at educateacure@gmail.com. That's educate, like education, A, the letter A for apple. Although she says to use more greens for asparagus. Cure. I try to be funny, and I don't think I know how. See, but isn't laughter medicine to the bones, right, Genevieve?
Yes.
educateacure@gmail.com. It's the Holy Spirit that makes me be silly. What can I tell you?
Even God has a sense of humor.
Oh, for sure. Well, he wouldn't have created me if he didn't.
My husband and I realized we needed to stop praying for patients because every time we did, we would end up pregnant with another boy.
Oh, no.
And we realized very early on that was God's sense of humor.
But why with a boy every time?
Because it really requires a lot of patience.
Oh.
And which is what we were praying for.
That is, oh, I see. I thought you meant patients, you know, people.
No, patients.
Yes, go ahead.
My friends are notorious for telling me I'm the most patient person they know.
Oh.
And I believe it is from being a mom of five boys.
Of course. And so close in age, most of them, too.
Yes.
You know? God bless you for that. But you know what I'd like you to get into because, you know, time flies so quickly. Tell us what happened during your treatment for the Hodgkin's and how that affected your course of life, you know, your occupation or profession.
Yes. Well, and at the time, I had planned to be a child psychologist. I wanted my entire life, I wanted to work with terminally ill children.
Really?
At 6
years
old. Yes, it really is interesting how God has just laid this all out.
Yes.
At 6 years old, my 2-year-old brother passed away.
Oh,
24
no.
hours after my parents realizing that he was sick,
yes.
he passed away from spinal meningitis.
Yes.
And so that was very devastating. And then just the fallout with my parents and just how everything fell apart
yes.
shortly after that really set the stage for me wanting to make a difference that way because it destroyed our family.
Before I forget, Genevieve, have you been freed of that situation that we prayed about previously?
Yes, thank you.
Praise you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, because in a minute I have to stop for the commercial.
Okay.
And I'm hoping, Doug, that we can keep it muted so I can talk to Genevieve. Hello, everybody. This is Judge Eve talking. You should know me by now from my show, The Judge Eve Show, on bbsradio.com, station one usually. And I wanted to let you know about my new website, which is now www.judgeeve.com. That's www.judgeeve.com. JUDGEEVE.com. And you have everything there that I do and some information about my background. And basically, I wanted to let you know that I'm, in addition to being a retired judge, having taught law and having practiced law, so I can help with legal matters generally. I cannot give any private advice on anything, but I'm an expert in unemployment insurance. I've taught contracts law, marriage and the family. I'm a licensed minister. I can perform weddings, and I have been anointed as a prophet. And I've been used in that way as a seer for many years in ministry all over the country, for 20 years actually, and have been part of amazing miracles. So I'm available for praying for people and ministering for people. I can do it by distance, through telephone, or appearing in person, depending on the situation, and also to be available for coaching should it be needed. And if you look at my website, there are other services, and I'll be setting up rates. Also, I will be offering membership to the website on different levels. So if people will join as members, there will be discounts given. There will be other different benefits given to the people as well. I sure hope to hear from you. Again, my website is www.judgeeve.com. And my email, although it's listed in the website, is two E's like eagles, Judge Eve, that's JUDGEEVE 79@gmail.com. That's EE Judge Eve 79@gmail.com. Thank you. Have a blessed day. God bless you. And bye bye now. Hello again, everybody. We had a commercial, and I knew that you just had to hear what Genevieve had to say, why she wanted to work with children. And again, I have Genevieve Fisher with me today. She's a radiation oncology therapist. I think I'm saying it in the right order.
Yes.
And has been healed of Hodgkin's lymphoma. She'll tell us how. And educatorcure@gmail.com is a way to get in touch with her for speaking or coaching. Before we go any further, what I asked you during the break, Genevieve, what did you say to me when I asked you, how late in the stage of cancer can people be healed?
It is never too late. There's
Thank
always
God.
There's always much to do for the body to heal the immune system. When people die from cancer, it is because the immune system is no longer functioning. It's very similar to a patient with AIDS, and they're in late stage.
Yes.
The treatment will not work. There is really nothing that can be done once the immune system is completely destroyed.
Can it be revived? Can the immune system be revived?
The immune system, from the time of diagnosis, even if you're diagnosed stage 4, where the cancer has metastasized, say to the brain or the bone,
yes,
you still, most people still have an intact immune system.
Yeah.
But you just bring the health back. You restore the health of the immune system. And it alone is what fights the cancer. It alone
wow.
is what kills the cancer.
And
so
Genevieve,
instead of, I'm sorry,
can you
ahead.
Help people then? If people call you for help, no matter
oh,
what stage
yes.
of...
Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Go ahead, please. I'm sorry.
What I had shared with you during the break was that it really bothers me when doctors tell patients there's nothing more that we can do. And they are sending the patient home to die.
That's
I
terrible.
Think
yes.
physically and emotionally, that is the wrong thing to do. I don't believe that any of us have that right to say to anyone. You know, when the Lord takes us home, it is in His time,
Amen.
Not in anyone else's. And
Amen.
I don't think that doctors should be saying that. There's always something that can be done, whether it's to remove the pain, if the immune system is still partially intact, to restore the health of the immune system. And all of those things are done through high-density nutrition and several other
Interesting,
things,
which
like
is I'd like
detox.
You to talk about shortly. You know what I wanted to say? 2 years ago, a friend gave me an article from Harvard Medical School, and they made studies that when we are in a positive state of mind, our cells go in a clockwise direction, which means we're well and healthy. When we're in a negative state of mind, the cells go in a counterclockwise direction, which
yes,
causes
well,
disease.
At some point in the future, I would love to do a show on
yes.
how nutrition affects our spiritual health.
I'd love that. We'll make an appointment for that, okay?
Wonderful.
That's so important.
Yes,
so
it is.
Yeah, and we seem to have so much to talk about, you know, and this is so important in view of how much cancer really happens in our society anymore,
yes.
you know?
Yes,
so
and
go
cancer,
ahead.
Like diabetes, I think is very much happening through personal choices.
Yes.
And when we continue to make poor choices with food and toxins, anything and everything that we put in and on our body
yes.
can have a positive or a negative effect.
Wow.
So we need to be more cognizant of every choice. Is this food that I'm eating nourishing my body, or is it
yes.
not?
I'm very guilty of not following that. But let me ask you something while you cover the subject. I know I've studied nutrition for years. I was an herb distributor. I know about iridology, you know, so many things.
Yes.
But I have a problem. I have to have sweets and sugar because my brain needs it. In other words, I may not be hungry, but my brain needs it. Then I read that 25% of all carbohydrates we take in go to the brain.
Yes.
Do you have any comment about that?
Well, there are good carbs and there are bad carbs. And good carbs predominantly are whole grain foods. And
yes. Which would be what?
Oh, anything. Oatmeal.
Yes.
Just whole grains, rye. It needs to be a whole grain. The reason that God put that outer sheath on grain
yes.
is to slow the metabolism. There
oh.
is sugar in grain. There is sugar in carbs. But when we remove that outer sheath, which is called a refined grain,
yes.
it causes it to be rapidly absorbed. And it starts in the stomach. It doesn't even have to become metabolized into the intestine before the digestive process begins. It is
wow.
already, that outer covering is gone. So it's very quickly, you get the sugar buzz from it, but then you're hungry again because it hasn't
yes.
been used as nutrition. It's not nourishing the body. And it's also fiber. Whole grains are fibers, and
yes.
those latch on to the toxins and pull them out through feces. That, I
yes.
mean, our intestinal system is our sanitary system. That is to get the waste out without it getting back into the bloodstream and re-toxifying the body.
Be reabsorbed into the body
exactly.
in a bad way,
yes.
right? Yes.
So we want those toxins to be eliminated. We
right.
need whole grain fiber to be able to do that. We need
yes.
healthy, non-toxic vegetation fiber to do that,
like
which is
what
why
kind?
Juicing is so important.
Yes,
any vegetable, all vegetables.
Yes.
The best ones, so for
yes.
people who are ill already,
yes.
the best ones are the darkest and brightest colored. But you want to make sure that they're organic. And even organics, you have to be careful. Make sure you know where they're coming from.
Oh.
Because we have genetically modified foods now.
Yes, I
and
know.
And even mm-hmm. organic foods are becoming cross-contaminated with genetically modified foods. So it's
oh.
just important to make the best choice you can, and the way to do that is to just
yes.
educate yourself. There
yes.
is so much information out there, and one of the things that I want to do through Educate a Cure
yes.
is to bring all of that information into one easily readable
available mm-hmm.
source.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because the information is too scattered.
Right, right.
So if there's a place to go where it's one-stop shopping, you look for the information
like
that you're trying to find. Yes,
maybe like
or
a three-leaf. Three-ring binder where you can
yes.
add things in as you come up with more information.
Yes, and
right?
even for people who are using their phones predominantly, a phone app. And there
yes.
are a few out there, but I really want to start an affiliate where we are all together in one
oh,
and that
great.
Information is easily accessible and easily implemented and affordable as well.
And so
it
necessary.
Needs to be affordable. Yes.
And so necessary. But let's go back, and that's why we're going to have you in another show for sure. Okay.
Wonderful.
Let's go back to what happened to you when you were being treated for the Hodgkin's lymphoma so people know the miracle that you've undergone.
Certainly. So I had my first course of chemotherapy, which was about 4 months,
yes.
and then I had 1 month of radiation where I went in 5 days a week to have radiation treatment each day.
Wow.
And it
How
was
did that affect you?
Burnt my skin so badly,
I
still have deep burns on my chest and my back.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, my goodness. That was one of the things is that I wanted to get through treatment so quickly
yes.
that I did everything I could. I never complained. I never said, no, my skin is too burned, which
yes.
in hindsight, I wish I had slowed down a little bit, but I didn't. I wanted
yes.
to be done with my cancer and get in back into school.
But you see, your attitude was great. You saw it positively. You never thought
yes.
it's going to get me done. I'm going to finish with it, get rid of
well,
it.
Well, I did in the beginning. I was very
yes.
angry. My first
oh.
reaction and my first emotion was anger. I was so angry. How
oh.
could cancer
yes.
interrupt my life? But it was
yes.
absolutely for a reason.
Yes.
So in the middle of radiation treatment, I was laying on the table and literally in the middle of treatment, and
yes.
it just came to me. I realized that I was not supposed to be working with terminally ill children as a child psychologist. I was supposed to be a radiation therapist.
Oh,
and
my
what
God.
I was supposed to be doing was exactly what was happening to me. And because of my love for children and my passion to educate children and care for kids who are sick, it just made sense. And it was truly so overwhelming to me. I just laid there and cried because I was so thankful.
You're gonna make me cry.
I knew what my life's purpose was in that moment.
Yes. And did you get healed at that moment as well? Or
I believe the Lord had already healed me.
Yes.
I do.
Yes.
I believe he had already healed me because there was a lot going on where I had people from the Mennonite Church writing me letters every day and calling me. And even though I hadn't been in the church for 8 years at that point, and I had chosen to walk away from Christ.
You had. I didn't know that.
I had. And it wasn't, I wasn't aware that that's what I was doing. I had just stopped having a relationship with him. I wasn't praying. I wasn't talking to him. I wasn't seeking him in my life.
Yes.
I was making my own choices.
Yes.
And they weren't good choices. I felt like I could control it without him.
Yes.
And
isn't that amazing how Satan makes us think that way?
Yes. Yes. And look what was going on in my life.
Yes.
You know, look how the Lord used that to bring me back to him. And,
exactly.
And remind me what my life was supposed to be about.
And see, that's why I call God the master setup. You know, we think we have free will and free choice, right? If he has predestined you for something, he's going to make sure you come back to what he wants you to do.
Yes.
Yeah, but
and
go
I'm
ahead.
One of those people that it took cancer to get me back. I'm very stubborn.
Well, good, but you're stubborn for him now, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I will not waver, ever.
Amen. Amen. I love it. That's why you're a spiritual warrior.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So go ahead. How long then afterwards were you told or did you find out that you no longer had Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I knew that I was cancer-free, even at my five-year follow-up when I had all of the tests and all of the tests were negative and my doctor said, you have a clean bill of health. It says if you never had cancer, I already knew that. And while I enjoyed hearing the words because I wanted those around me to understand what I had already been telling them, it was just part of my life already. I was already living cancer-free.
Praise God.
That fear creeps up sometimes, you know, there were several times when I would treat someone several years later who had recurred from Hodgkin's, and there were just so many similarities that fear would creep up in my mind
of course.
I would just pray it away and beg the Lord to just take that away. And I
humble ourselves under the Lord, resist the devil, and he will flee from you, right?
Yes, amen.
So how many years did you work as a radiation therapist?
6 years total.
Wow. And what made you stop? Was it having children? Were you married at that time, or what happened?
What made me stop treating was, I have to be very cautious how I say this, but it was political. There were some changes going on at the hospital I was working at that I did not agree with at all. And my heart is always for providing the absolute best possible medicine that we are aware of for patients.
Amen.
And I will never waver on that.
Good.
And so it was time for me to stop treating patients.
And is that when you started educating people or doing the books that you've done?
Yes.
Or?
Yes.
That see,
is
God
absolutely.
Used that too.
Yes,
you see
he
the
did.
Master setup?
Yes. Yes. And it was obvious even at that time.
Yes.
I knew it. And that was where Isaiah 11:6 came from. You know, it was all about, you know, our world is about children and how we treat our children and what those children do with the education we give them, whether we tell them to seek the Lord or we show by example that the Lord's not the answer. And those people, God will deal with.
Yes.
And I wanted to always be the person that was enlarging his kingdom.
Amen.
And so my husband and I are doing that through the books. And now with Educated Cure, we have a huge group of people that are passionate about what we are doing. And worldwide, not just here in America where it is related, but everywhere in the world.
Praise God. So your husband is in ministry with you then?
It is our little ministry, yes.
I'm so delighted. That is so special. You know, and I know you wanted to talk about why it is so important how to keep our body because it's the temple of the Holy Spirit. Yeah.
It is. The body is a temple. And just through poor choices and everything, including food, we're able to destroy it when we take God out of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's very simple.
Say what you mean by that statement.
when we take God out of the choices we make, we tend to make poor choices. But when we are in constant communication with God and we are asking Him to guide us and asking Him to help us be wise, you know, wise according to His ways,
yes.
God makes it obvious when we're making poor choices. He doesn't allow us to feel good about making poor choices.
How do you know that you're hearing from God? What is your method of knowing that you're hearing from God?
Guilt is mine. I know.
Are you
Jewish? I know
when
I'm doing something wrong. Maybe Catholic somewhere. I'm not sure.
You see, they're all the same, aren't they, when they don't
yes.
have Jesus?
Yes.
You know, my mother, she was so funny. You know, my parents, of course, you know, very Jewish, and she'd say that she scared my dad to be clean because she'd say there would be cockroaches. And she tried to say it to me. I said, Mommy, I'm not afraid of that.
Oh, no, that didn't work with you.
It didn't work. I probably very quick, I have to share this. You know, I may have shared it before, but being Jewish from Poland, you know, and they speak Jewish, and when my mother was sick, you know, my brother and sister killed my parents, and she would say to me, oi, 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 you know, which means, oh my, you know, like that. And I'd say, Mommy, what's the matter? Well, this hurts, that hurts. I said, oh, I hope you feel better, and I would pray for her. So she would say, you don't care. I say, why do you say that? I said, what did you do when your mother went, oi, oi? My mother said, I said with her, oi, oi, oi. And that showed she cared.
Oh, my goodness. That's really funny.
You didn't know that was a healing method, did you?
No. I'm sure I would prefer the prayer, though.
Of course. Right? Oh, my God. But that's another Jewish guilt, you see.
Yes, yes.
So you mean if you didn't do the right thing, you felt that you did the wrong thing? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, because I believe that we are all born with
yes.
the knowledge of right and wrong. And
yes.
And when we are close to God and when we are seeking God, that answer is immediate. We know when we've done something wrong, whether we choose to pay attention to it or we choose to ignore it. It is
there. There we go. There we
That's
go.
That's the subconscious. It
yes.
is the Holy Spirit saying, well, I know that was wrong.
Yeah.
You know that was wrong. Are you going to make a change? Or
but how do you know ahead of time that it's God telling you what to do? Or how do you know to follow what He says to you?
By reading His Word.
Okay. So you go
really?
Back to the Bible.
Yes.
That's
I believe,
our guideline.
I believe all the answers for everything are in there.
Amen. The blueprint for our life,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Exactly.
And when
so
you are reading it, He makes sure you know what you need for that day.
Yes. Amen. Amen. So does that come in your choice of food, would you say?
Yes, very much so.
You know, with me, He showed me Proverbs 3:6, I think it is, acknowledge me. He said to me, it says acknowledge Him, but He said to me, acknowledge me in all thy ways, and I will direct thy path.
Yes.
So even in the morning, what do you want me to wear today, you know? And
yes.
I'm led to what I should wear, you know, and often in the office, so many of us would have the same color of clothing. Because I probably picked up what they were going to wear, you know?
That's funny.
But it, doesn't He say, acknowledge me in all thy ways,
yes.
right?
Yes.
That means if we go ye this way, you know, He keeps telling us, go ye this way, don't go to the left or the right.
Yes.
So if we listen, would you call it, a friend of mine calls it your conscience. In fact, Nikki does. I call it the Holy Spirit speaking to our spirit through our heart. How do you describe the leading of God?
Oh, truly through my heart. Absolutely.
Yes.
There are times in my life where I feel Him pulling me in a specific direction. I mean, it is physical. It's not just a
yes.
spiritual tug. It is physically.
Yes.
I know where I am supposed to be going. And I love that because it just
yes.
solidifies what I'm supposed to be doing.
This is the way, walk ye in it, right?
Yes.
This
yes.
is the way, walk ye in it. And when how do you describe what you do when you feel the guilt? What do you do that leads you to get away from how He's leading you?
I just immediately repent. You know, for me, I've been a Christian long enough now, and the church that
yes.
my husband and I are members of, it is
yes.
a strong biblical church.
Praise God.
So there's no filler. You know,
yes.
there's really nothing that is not immediately applicable and completely appropriate to
yes.
our lives. And
yes.
so I have grown very strong in my relationship with Christ because of that.
Yes.
So I have so much trust and so much faith that You know, even sometimes when people say, "Are you really going to do that?" That's a huge decision. Do you really
yes.
feel like you can do that?
Yes.
And with complete integrity, I can say yes.
Yes.
I absolutely am going to do that. And regardless of whether you think there's a possibility that may not work out or that could fail, I'm trusting that
Amen.
God is leading me in this direction. And regardless of what happens, it was for Him. He asked me to do this.
And with Him, all things are possible, aren't
yes.
they?
Yes.
Right? If we do it on our own, nothing is possible.
Yes. I have gone from thinking very small to thinking so big that it's
God.
Outrageous in some
Praise.
People's minds. But it's Praise. Not. Nothing is outrageous when God is behind it.
And we have to have the mind of Christ, don't we?
Yes.
And we
yes.
go through the renewing of our mind. And you know what I'm thinking, you know, again, in technical terms, and I'm not a doctor, I just know healing. But we use allegedly, 6 to 8 or 8 to 10% of our brain. What's in the other 90%, you know, as we talked about
yes.
a little before? A friend of mine told me once, there's more power in our total brain than any nuclear bomb that's ever been exploded.
Oh, certainly.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
So
I wish more people would think in those manners. You know,
yes.
think about the fact that you hold the power through the Holy Spirit within you
yes.
to do anything you set your mind to that is in
yes.
line with God.
Amen.
Anything.
Amen. We only have a few minutes, and I really would like you to tell us what else is on your heart, you know, because we will definitely have another show. But what do you want to leave with the people for today?
Well, what I want people to understand is that this life is not about what you do. It's about what God is able to accomplish through you.
Amen.
It's how much are you willing to be used by God? That is really the power behind our lives. And for me, it was getting sick and
yes.
and really having to make some serious changes for myself because I knew that I wanted God to be part of it. Even
Praise
even
God.
At that young age when I had been away from church for so long and felt like I was making good choices for myself,
yes.
I really want people to understand that it's about a willingness.
Yes.
If you're willing to be used by God, how much are you going to let Him use all of you and really
yes.
go out there and make a difference in this world?
Yes.
Because through the unlimited power of Christ, in my mind, I believe that Educated Cure and all of the alliances that we are building,
yes.
we will change the direction of the world's health.
Amen.
It is a crisis right now.
Yes.
And I do not ever want God to turn His back on America because we are complacent
yes.
to continue to pollute
yes.
our bodies and our minds with this terrible food.
Yes.
And it is a choice. Every
yes.
thing you put in and on your body, you have the choice, and people need to be aware of it before
yes.
they buy it.
Yes.
Just educate yourself. Ask God what He wants you to do for your body and for your children.
Yes, especially for your children, so
yes.
they grow up big. And what do you say about that genetically modified food? How do we get away from it? Because it's like everywhere now. We only have a minute to go, and I'd like to hear what you have to say.
It is. I just want people to be aware of what foods are genetically modified. So corn is the biggest. Soy is another.
Really?
Yes. And soy is also estrogen receptor positive. So it's not good for
I'm
women.
Sorry. It's what positive? Estrogen?
It mimics estrogen. So when we
that's
eat it.
That's what I heard.
Yes.
Me, so it's really not that good for us, is it?
It is not.
Yes.
It really isn't. There's a lot of information online, so if people are interested,
yes.
please get online and look at that. Really educate yourself about it. And
yes.
and make vegetables, organic vegetables, your first nutrition priority.
Praise
and then
God.
Organic fruits. But you want to remember, 2 vegetables to 1 fruit, and that is only because of
yes.
the mass amount of sugar in all of the foods that we continually eat.
Yes. Isn't it 150 pounds a year in America
yes,
per person?
Isn't that terrible?
Which, and I mean, I'm sure I'm a big part of it. I contribute to it.
Well, I'm going to help you with that. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to help you.
I would love that. I would absolutely. I'm going to cry.
Oh, don't
I just cry. Thank you so much, Genevieve, for being on the
you.
Show. I think what you have to offer is just so essential. And I mean,
you.
You're life-saving. And you know, the fact that you work with children just breaks my heart because I know many doctors, my daughter couldn't work with sick little children, you know, in cancer, which is why she chose what she did. She wanted to be a pediatrician.
Yes.
But then she didn't want to work with kids with cancer because it was very heartbreaking.
It
so
is
God,
heartbreaking, but it doesn't have to be. There is so much more
yes.
that we can do, and we can prevent
yes.
children from getting sick.
Yes.
We can absolutely prevent it. And that's where the cure for cancer lies, is in prevention.
Amen.
I just am so thankful that I was willing to open my heart to the Lord again. Because I am fighting the good fight. I am standing in the gap, and I'm waiting for his return to heal us all. But in the meantime, I want to do everything that I can to help people live a healthy life so they can experience all that the Lord has planned for them.
And have it in a good way and not suffering and hurting every step of the way. In Jesus' name. People, you need to contact Genevieve, educatedcure@gmail.com. Do you have a website, educatedcure?
Yes, educatedcure.org.
.org, okay. So that you can contact her either way, have her speak to you, have her counsel you, do whatever you need to do to keep healthy, to keep your children healthy. Thank you so, so much, Genevieve. God bless you and your family.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you soon.
Okay.
And love you all, you guys. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hevenu shalom aleichem, hevenu shalom aleichem, hevenu shalom aleichem, hevenu shalom 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 aleichem, hevenu shalom aleichem, hevenu shalom aleichem, hevenu shalom aleichem, hevenu shalom 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 aleichem. Hevenu shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem.